Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning. Goes by the name of Future.
What's good with you?
What's up, sir?
Well, we can scratch this one off the list. This is one. He was on the list of people they said would never come up here.
Nah.
They definitely said that.
I'm here now.
Yeah, he's here. Well, welcome to the show.
Were you avoiding us, or was it just not the right time?
I wasn't avoiding. Probably wasn't the right time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We thought it was because of an introduction that Charlamagne did at MTV one time.
What?
Remember when you did the show Hip Hop POV?
Man, I'm still here. Your words didn't matter then.
I said he makes hot songs, but he's not a great lyricist. And your DJ was like, boy, Charlamagne, you a crazy boy.
But now's a good time to come because it's a good time to be like, well, now look at me.
Nah, I was saying look at me then.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never said I ain't like his music. I said he make hot songs.
He says whatever he said, you know what I mean? That's I love.
Do you feel like in the beginning, though, you did have a lot of doubters that you've proved wrong?
Of course, everybody always going to doubt you. Mm-hmm. But you have to overcome it. Like, it's going to be hate. It's going to be, you know what I mean? You got to get over that from the beginning. You can't let that determine your future.
And you grinded for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
Dungeon Family. How long were you grinding before you actually, the masses heard you? Because it was 7-8 years?
Yeah, about 7-8 years.
Damn it, man.
Rico Love is what, your uncle, your cousin?
Rico Wade.
Rico Wade, my bad. Damn, I said Love. Rico Wade.
I was like, yeah, you related to Rico Love, too?
Rico Wade.
Yeah, Rico Wade, that's my cousin. That's my cousin.
Are you still signed to Rocco? Through Rocco's?
Me and Rocco do have a deal with Epic.
Okay.
Now that's interesting because you came up in that camp, and you know a lot of the music that they was putting out with Goody Mob and Outkast was socially conscious. Were you ever in that lane?
Nah, I don't feel like I was over in that lane. I never wanted to be in the lane of Outkast and Goody Mob, but most definitely I respect what they do, and I've learned a lot from them.
Absolutely. Now, at what point did God tell you He was blessing all the trap, man? Like when did you?
Man, it was just me being creative and just trying to find another way to reach the people, you know what I'm saying, by giving them something inspirational to look up to. So just be like God blessing the trap. You being at the radio station, this is your trap.
Absolutely.
I feel like people are always, when we back in the day, you say trap, you trapped in a situation, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just adding light and making the word bigger than what it is. And so it's just like, if you trapped in a situation, God gonna bless you to get out of it.
I'm glad to hear that, because I be tweeting out God blessing all the radio, because
right.
I don't feel like I'm in the trap, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So now I can tweet trap without feeling like I'm fronting.
Now, there was a period of time that you had moved to L.A.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had to move back to Atlanta because you were getting away from the roots of what it is that you were doing, or?
Nah. I feel like, man, I was just missing family. And you know what I mean? Like, once you do a few things and you're not comfortable with it, you just have to go back to what you're comfortable with doing. Mm-hmm. And me being at home, being around my grandparents, and being around my kids, majority of my kids is in Atlanta, and my family, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, they look up to me, and it's hard when I'm all the way in L.A. I'm spending majority of my time in L.A., so I had to just come back to Atlanta.
Ain't nothing like the A, though, when your music come out. I mean, you got about a couple days ago. You got
it's so
five
many clubs.
In the club,
it,
man.
Yeah, it's clubs. It's so many clubs. It's different vibes in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? L.A., nothing wrong with L.A. It's a peaceful vibe when you go out there. I feel like you can get a lot of business done. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I used to talk to DJs in Atlanta, and this one, like, the Migos and Young Thug were, like, popping. I'd be like, well, what happened to Future? And they was like, Future went Hollywood.
He said that? Yeah. What DJ said that?
Uh-oh.
Damn,
come on now.
I think it was
Envy.
Jesus Christ,
who?
Man.
I think it was DJ Envy.
That wasn't no Envy.
He's from Atlanta.
Envy ain't from no Atlanta. But he ain't mean it in a bad way. He was just like, you moved out to L.A. You haven't been around in a while.
I wonder what he think now.
He's probably playing your records 100 miles per hour.
Exactly. Like, man, people going to always, they don't see where you're going, where you're headed. If today they're going to tell you, hey, you doing this, but they don't see where I'm going to be at next year. It's impossible. I know what I'm doing. I know the work I'm putting in.
Did you purposely choose not to do no features on none of the mixtapes, 56 Nights, Beast Mode,
yeah,
Monster?
Because I had so many features on Honest, and I dealt with so much with having features, and you got to deal with so many egos and lawyers and such and such managers. You deal with like 10 other people when you deal with an artist, and you have five artists, you're dealing with 50 different people and 50 different egos, and just be so much. I didn't want to go through that again. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to be all about me.
What made you come back so hard with the music? Was it the response to Pluto? Because, I mean, as a guy that's been listening to your mixtapes from the beginning, I was disappointed in Pluto. I love it. I deserve it.
I told him yesterday on Pluto, I wasn't disappointed with Pluto, but I knew I could have did it a different way.
It sounded like the label made you do that album. Like, hey,
like I want to say, like, it wasn't even the label because I feel like at the end of the day, like, right now, I'm not taking no advice. I did take advice before, you know what I'm saying?
So but Pluto crossed him over a lot, though. It did
yeah,
lot.
Turn on the Lights, it could have waited. Turn on the Lights was a big record. It was number one record. Never End was good for me, but I feel like I could have waited to the next album after that and introduced them to Turn on Lights and Never End because they was going to be hits anyway whenever they came out.
Right.
Same Damn Time was already on the radio. Magic was going top 10. Mm-hmm. Tony Montana was on the radio. Just had came off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had been put out the mixtapes. So going into Pluto, instead of having a parachute or a song like that, it supposed to have been with another street record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of records that was commercial that I'm trying to chase that lane, it just I was doing it, taking advice, thinking this the way I need to get it, this is what I need to do to have success when you probably just want to do it your own way. So you'll be more comfortable. You can wake up, feel good about it at the end of the day that you made all the right decisions for yourself.
But it crossed you over to a market that might not have known. I mean,
but I had to come back. I'm feel like a new artist right now.
Yeah.
So like that street love, man.
Yeah. Everything that I went through, it prepared me for what I'm going through now. Mm-hmm. But I had to take a step back. Like I had to go back to mixtapes. After you drop albums, you plan on never dropping a mixtape again.
Right.
Supposed to keep going. You know what I'm saying? But I had to come back, drop the Monster, Beast Mode, 56 Nights. And now I'm back on track. We're dropping Dirty Sprite too.
Now, is this a mixtape or is this an album?
It's an album.
People confused. Okay.
Did it start off as a mixtape or you just...
No, I never started off a mixtape. I wanted people to feel like it was a mixtape.
Mm-hmm. So Drake is the only feature you have on this mixtape. Were there other people who you considered but they didn't make the cut, or you consciously said, me and Drake, that's my brother, I'm putting only Drake on here?
I wasn't planning on having any features. He called the day I was about to turn the album in. I was like, man, I got to turn the album in the morning. Like, man, Dirty Sprite 2, that's a legend. I love Dirty Sprite, the first Dirty Sprite. I want to be a part of this. I was like, man, dope. Do the verse tonight. I'm going to send a song over. He was like, man, done.
And he's part of that Sprite campaign, too. It makes sense. Did you? Was there a problem with using the name Sprite? Or?
As far as the name Sprite, we just put DS2, so it's not going to say Sprite on the package.
Once Sprite find out what's actually what makes Sprite dirty.
Thank you.
Yeah. We had a conversation with them. Actually, my manager, he had a conversation with them about it. They was cool with it, but they was just like, man, we can't promote Dirty Sprite.
Right. You should tell them don't knock it until you try it. Go up to the Sprite office with some promethazine and codeine.
We got to find a way, but I do. I got my drink deal coming on the way. So.
Oh, okay.
Now, how did you...
Going to do this spinoff.
What's the drink going to be? A soda pop?
Yeah, it's going to be like an energy drink.
Instead of putting you to sleep,
it's going to give you energy.
Now, how did you and Drake resolve your issues? Because you made the they said the comments were taken out of context.
Yeah,
the
comments
to Billboard about Drake's music doesn't make people feel the same way yours does.
I say he make hits. I didn't say that his music didn't make people feel the same way. That it make my music make people feel. But at the same time, man, we resolved the issue. We way past that.
Yeah, you're back on the road with each other now.
Yeah, back on the road, back doing music, shooting videos, OVO Fest on the way. So,
but shouldn't it be that kind of friendly competition? Though? Like, shouldn't you feel like, yeah, I make better music than you, and he should feel like he make better than you? It should be that kind of competition.
All right, at the end of the day, man, I feel like what me and him sit down and have a conversation about, that's the only thing that the world should always worry about. You know what I'm saying? When you try to get in these interviews and you speak on a person that can't speak back for themselves while you write that, then there's no need to talk about it.
True. Right.
Do you feel like a lot of artists took your sound? Because I'm hearing a lot of future-ish sounds.
I don't think they took songs. My sound. Like they didn't take
or copied,
it.
I should say.
I probably inspired. I was an inspiration.
That's a polite way to put it.
You talking about Fetty Wap? Fetty Wap, definitely.
That wasn't talking about him.
But I like Fetty Wap.
I like Fetty Wap.
I like Fetty Wap, but I always say I feel like Fetty Wap is the son of future.
Yeah, I probably inspired him. I'm not for sure. I never talked to Fetty Wap a day in my life.
Oh, your dreads real? Your dreads are real, right?
My dreads.
I'm just asking, man. I want to see.
Yeah, my dreads are real.
Okay.
My dreads are real, 100%.
This guy's mad.
Now, what's making you open up now as far as interviews and stuff? Because at one point, you couldn't find a future interview.
Man, I never wanted to do interviews. Even during this interview, I was like, man, I'm doing only The Breakfast Club, and I'm doing one more interview. So whatever y'all want to do, they was like, man, let's do Breakfast Club. I'm like, I'm with it. But I'm not doing a bunch of interviews, and every interview I walk in, they ask me the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. It's like I've been doing these mixtapes without doing any interviews, and I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like a lot of times, a lot in the interviews, right? You did like a long interview with Huffington Post Live.
Yeah.
It was like 40 minutes long. I watched the whole thing, but all the headlines are like, Future talks about Ciara why they broke up and how they prayed after sex.
Right.
And it's like, that's the headline, but what about everything else that's about?
Exactly. Like, man, that's why I don't even want to talk about it, because why y'all even bring it up for? And y'all knew these people was going to say this.
Right. I mean, and you already anticipate that.
Yeah, I anticipated it, but I just wanted to speak on my side. It was my side of the story. Now I'm over it after I spoke my side, because she wasn't telling the side. It was just like, she was just letting it go along. Whatever the people thought about me, she wasn't saying, hey, don't say that about him.
Yeah, they called respect. You a cheater.
They were like, you're just a cheater.
You know, when people come together, and as a couple, when you separate, y'all put out a statement saying, like, let us live our respectable lives. Like, don't leave us alone. We went our separate ways because of issues that we had, and we want everybody to keep our privacy.
He's like, he cheated.
She just went along with the cheating rumors and never said anything. Like, issue a statement saying, leave our personal life alone. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have to say anything about it.
Well, I feel like a statement you issued, I don't know, I could be wrong. The song Throwaway, the second half of that song, was that record about Ciara?
When you like, after the beat switches? Wasn't. It was about any girl that feel like that's what it's all about. If it's about...
F*** that nigga, get it over
just
with.
Just get it over with, because that's what it's... Like, if it's about any f***ing, I'm not goddamn worried about f***.
Now, Charlamagne has a theory about Ciara.
Well, the Future, actually, you tweeted out a couple weeks ago. You said you got that curse up off you, and now you back like you never left. So I feel like Ciara may be cursed, because you look at what happened with Amari Stoudemire, Bow Wow, 50 Music even fell off a little
bit. I'm back. I guess you got to have a baby or something right now to knock the curse. I don't know, but I'm back. Oh, I ain't thinking about her, man. I swear, man, I'm not thinking about her. Man, I want her to be totally happy. Like, you got to understand, you want a person to be happy. Like, you have an ex-girlfriend that you had, but you want her to be happy, you're going to still be bitter because she moved on. Right. Like, I'm not bitter. People think I'm bitter because she moved on. I'm good. Mm. I'm taking care of me. I don't need him. She need him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, was it true when you did you put a gun emojis with a football emoji?
No.
You saw him pushing the baby cat?
Nah, man. I didn't do that, but they thought I did it. I wouldn't do something like that.
Future ain't going to indict himself like that, is
he? But if you see another man pushing your baby cat, it might make you feel away a little bit.
Make you feel away, but it wouldn't go to the point where I'm going to put some emojis on a Facebook. It was a fake Facebook page. Facebook. They put it on media. She even thought it was real. She got lawyers started calling about that.
No, man.
Everything, it got serious, you know what I'm saying, for something that I wouldn't even do. Like, of course I wouldn't want somebody to push my son. Like, that's the number one rule. Like,
I agree.
If I was a kid and my mama had a dude pushing me, I would have jumped out of the stroller and slapped the shit out of him.
I agree. I felt the same way.
You never do that in our community.
No.
You don't even bring a man around your son. You don't even know this dude for a few months and you bring him around your kid. Who does that? Nobody does that.
As a man, he shouldn't do that. He should be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
But, you know, he probably didn't know that she set him up. You got nannies. You got assistants around you. Anybody could have pushed a stroller. You let them people catch that photo because you know what it is. But at the end of the day, I'm not for the publicity stunts. Mm-hmm. Leave my son out of all the publicity stunts. Or just leave him out of your relationship, because we don't need your relationship for anything. I can take care of him on my own.
Right.
Is that one
without any help? I don't need no help taking care of my son.
Is that one of the reasons the relationship didn't work, because of all the paparazzi?
I wouldn't say the paparazzi. It's just I do my thing a different kind of way.
You move like a drug dealer, Future.
People still play same thing. Oh, man, that's a touchy situation.
You make legal money now, Future. It's okay now.
It's okay, man.
Yeah, but, man, you got to stick to your roots, man. What you know? This is what I know. I know the streets. I don't know about the paparazzi.
Now, out of Zaytoven, Metro Boomin, 808 Mafia, Mike Will Made It, who you think brings out the best in Future?
The best, man, that's hard. Because at times, Mike Will
Made It will die for you, man.
Absolutely.
I die for Mike Will. Together, too. Mike,
like, he talks about you like
nah,
you
and nah, Gucci. That's my brother.
Yeah.
Forever. Me and Mike Will, we got history. We communicate on the Dirty Sprite. He not on the album. Mm-hmm. But we have something planned. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mike, we're great friends. And so him bringing something out of me at times is a great saying. It's not bad to say, but Metro, he do inspire me. And 808 Mafia, they inspire me also.
Now with Mike, does he get, I'm sure he don't get upset because that's your man, but out of loyalty, do you feel like I got to have him on, I just got to have him on the record?
Nah, he understood. He understood. Yeah. I told him, man, we built something great. We got We got to continue to build on that. He got Ray Sherman. He got his own record label now. When we started, he didn't have a record label. It was just me and him. He coming to my sessions. He'd probably give a beat to me or Gucci. And that's the only people he probably was working with at that time when I first was coming up. Then he started spreading. Now he go to Miley Cyrus, executive produced Miley album. He executive produced my album. So we good. In business, we good. Our friendship is great.
No, well, he didn't fit the sound of this album? Or?
I just wanted to go another direction.
Gotcha.
And not like he's not super busy too, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's super busy. It's like we can't get in the studio for a week straight because he have obligations that he have to attend.
Now, how much do album sales matter to you? Like you said before, your mixtapes do incredible, singles do incredible. Right. Does it matter to you? Are you like, well, I need to sell this amount to feel like, you know, this is successful, or does
I
it
need
not
to
matter?
Renegotiate my deal to feel successful? Mm-hmm. You renegotiate your deal and get more money, that's when you're successful.
Well, they have to do it this time around.
But isn't it hard to renegotiate your deal with these labels because they don't really got a gauge on what's going on in the street? You know what I'm saying? Like just.
But I'm a writer, so I pretty much set the trend. You know what I'm saying? Right. If I'm not writing for myself, I'm writing for another artist. And so they know that. You know what I mean? They're like, man, he can write a hit. I can make a hit for me or for others. So for that reason alone, you're going to be around for a long time.
What was the conversation like with you and Hov? We saw the picture of you and Jay.
No, I went to. I was at his crib. I was actually working with B, and he was there.
Oh,
yeah.
So it wasn't a conversation with Jay. It was
me and him had a dope conversation. Mm-hmm. We actually sat down. He was like, "Man, I love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing." Man, Jay is a great dude.
I always wanted to know with Body.
Hold on, now. He said you're working with B. Well, B got a new album coming out.
I don't know if she have a new album coming out, but as an artist, I know you want to just continue to.
Make songs and make music.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that. Like, how do you decide where songs go? Like, you wrote Body Party and Ciara Cape did that song and it was a big record. How do you decide where a song goes? Like, you could have gave Body Party to Beyonce at that time. Or
at the time, when I was like, man, this is what she need. Mm-hmm. She need Body Party. She need that I Promise. She need that Ride It. She need that Ride It moment. She to jump her album off. She had dropped 4 singles and all the singles just wasn't doing anything. Then I came in and I was like, hey, Mike Will was like, man, I got this Body Party beat. He was like, I have a beat. Then when I heard the beat, he was like, man, I think Ciara need this beat. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I'm working with her today. Then we did the beat. That was the first song we ever did.
What happened?
Did you charge her?
Nah, I ain't charging for that.
You wish you had charged it now.
Nah, it was a great. It was great for the both of us, man. I feel like it was a great thing for the both of us.
What happened after that? Because we never heard any more music like that after that. Did she go in a different direction? Or?
Yeah, she went a different direction.
Yeah, I saw you. It was the Ellie Wilson. Yeah. And you said she wanted to go chase the pop lane.
She just felt like she wanted to take her album in another direction.
How do you feel about dating celebrities now? Is it something that you're like, I don't want to do that again and getting mixed up with that?
They have to accept me just how I am. Mm-hmm. And not try to change me.
Did she try to change you? Did you try to change?
I tried to change.
In which way?
We saw you front row at the fashion shows in Paris.
And not front row at the Paris shows. Like, I did that. Man, that was just a song. That's another story. But at the same time, I feel like I just wanted to be better. I wanted to feel like I was doing something for a better cause. You know what I'm saying? You get in a relationship, and then she's a superstar, so certain things going to reflect back on her.
Right.
If I'm smoking weed on my Instagram, and she like, man, why you smoking weed? Because it might reflect on me. And
Has she heard your music? Has she heard it?
Yeah, she heard my music. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to listen to the music and understand me and be like, I love you how you are. Right.
Now, with that situation, like, okay, she said she wanted to go chase the pop lane, but as her man at the time, it's like, no, you need to listen to me, not only as a peer, but as your man. I said that.
As your man. People don't compromise. I don't know. When you in a relationship, I thought it was about compromising, but it was a situation she had for her own way of thinking, so I was like, cool.
Now, she sent a subtweet to you, too. She called you dishonest and ignorant.
I wasn't there. I don't know what I was just honest about, but at the end of the day, man, we good, man. I'm worrying about this DS2.
Here we go.
Dirty Sprite 2.
Have you ever
I don't want her fans talking about, man, he trying to do this for nothing, this reason or what reason. I'm not doing that.
Now, have you ever had sisters?
I have sisters.
No, I mean had sex with sisters at the same time in real
life. Two sisters, real life? Sisters? No.
He said real life sisters.
Real sisters.
Real sisters at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
At the same damn time.
It might happen one day, but it haven't happened.
Yet.
Have you heard a sister and a sister? I done had sex with two sisters before.
Oh, but not at the same time, but one.
Not at the same time. One at different times.
Did they know about it?
It was a moment. It's not grimy. We had a moment. Why our moment was grimy?
Now, you talk about the distribution and the use of drugs. You know, what happened to not getting high off your own supply?
I never served codeine. I never saw
it. Now, OG, how you pronounce the name? Mako?
Meso? That's messed up.
Mako. I really don't know how to pronounce his name. Mako?
Mako.
Okay, OG Mako. He had some words for you in your music. You know what I'm saying? He said you encourage people to use drugs. But then he said he spoke to you and y'all good. But then I saw another interview where you was like, nah, he going to have to see me.
Nah, that was the interview before.
That was before they spoke.
Yeah, yeah, we good. We good now, man. We good.
Mm-hmm. What was that conversation like?
Nah, we talked about it. I told him, man, we're not going to even say anything else about this situation. You know what I mean?
It is true that sometimes people do interviews and one person says something, another person. And all it takes is for y'all to talk to each other and you guys can resolve that right there.
But that's all it takes for me from the beginning. You just call me, call my phone. You got a problem with me or anything you want to say about me, call me. Talk to me about it and I'm good.
You feel the competition, like, I remember seeing you perform in it. The first time I ever seen you perform, I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was a birthday bash concert. And you went on kind of earlier in the night. And a lot of people felt like, oh, you know, Future should have went on later.
Right, right.
And a lot of people went crazy for Future. Do you feel like a lot of Atlanta artists have an issue with you or feel super competitive with Future in particular?
I'm not sure about that, man. I got a lot of love for Atlanta. Like, when I go around Atlanta, I'm riding by myself. The streets love me. The people love me. The fans love me. The artists love me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That situation, they probably thought I was a little premature for the stage set that I was asking for or the fans that I deserve. The radio station didn't know, but the next year I end up closing out the birthday bash, and the last year I end up doing it again. So
it was just a little early at that time.
It was just early.
But you
gotta keep working.
Yeah.
You gotta keep working. You can't give up.
At what point did you notice your wave getting crazy? Because it's like the biggest your buzz is. Ever since you dropped Monster, it's like the biggest your buzz.
When girls start putting out 3-second clips of me on Baller Alert and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy.
I've seen
what
that.
You mean? 3-second clip of what?
I didn't know I was that hot. Girls want to put pictures of me out in the bed.
And that's when, you know, because everybody's always.
That's when you understand, like, man, I need to fall back.
Yeah,
I'm
you need to be
too
careful.
Famous.
But it is true because people do focus a lot on your situation. Like, you know, you have four children's mothers.
I got four kids and adopted son, so five.
You have five.
He's hearing this interview right now, like, you got five kids.
Five kids.
But you have,
so
you know, four kids. Women that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And it
that's
seems
tough.
That
no,
is
it's not.
Why is it tough?
Because you have things set.
50, he make about 75 a show. That's why.
Oh, okay, I get you right.
Nah, don't say that. You got man trying to get more money. I don't make nothing.
But it seems like.
I ain't making nothing.
All right,
it's all promo. It's all promo.
Anything. I don't make nothing.
I'm putting out these free mixtapes. I'm doing these free
shows. I gave away free mixtapes. They didn't have to. I gave free downloads. But now I take care of all of them. Good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you would want to be with one of them permanently? Like, I always see you go back to. They always show you and I think Brittany.
I'm around my kids.
But it doesn't. Do you ever feel like you want to be with one of them? Like, settle down, monogamous relationship. We already have a child together.
Man, I'm already with them.
That means once his, always his.
Yeah, we got kids together. I'm always going to be around.
So how do you feel about them, like, dating other guys? Are they not supposed to do that? Or
they can date other guys. Mm-hmm. But if I pay for the house and pay for your car, you can't date a dude and have him living in my house.
Right.
This is my house. If he dates you that much, he love you that much, tell him buy your house.
And he told you, go on, f*** that nigga, get it over with.
Tell him to buy you a house. I'm happy. I don't have to pay the bills. That's what it's about, man. It's about moving on, being happy. If you can't make somebody happy, you shouldn't be mad if they're happy with someone else.
Right.
I didn't know you was from Haitian descent. Of Haitian descent.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. You're not Haitian?
No.
Oh.
Everyone in the world.
No, I because
everyone in the world think I'm Haitian because when I first
got somebody that works here always says that.
Because Fetty Wap,
I hang around. I hang around a bunch of Haitians.
Yeah, I see what you slow bucks all the time.
I hang around with Haitians.
They make the best shooters.
One of our guys who works here is always like, you know,
even before
Haitian.
Slow, even before Slow, I know Slow here Haitian, but even before Slow, that's how me and him connected. He's like, man, you Haitian? I'm like, man, I just be hanging around Haitians all the time, and people start thinking I was Haitian.
Wow.
Now you was talking about your baby moms. A lot of sites that were ran by girls would give you flack. They'd be like, see, Sierra, what you think was gonna happen to you? He got four kids already.
Right.
Did that bother you?
Nope.
It ain't like no girls. Not girls are still gonna mess with you anyway. It doesn't matter.
Of course, superstars, regular girls, they still gonna mess with me because that don't determine how they feel about me, because if you know me, then you know what they talking about is not true.
Mm-hmm. Now, after that clip of you appeared, does that mean you're
gonna... If I was a deadbeat dad, you thought she would have had a baby by me? I had three kids before her.
And she actually got to meet the mothers and
yeah,
hang
she got
out,
to meet
take
the mothers,
together.
Take care
G,
of my
you
kids.
Had them all together. That was G.
She had my kids. She keep the kids. Like, so if she keeping my kids and I had my kids, well, you think she'll have a baby by me if I was a deadbeat dad?
Or maybe she ain't had no choice. You might have just took that condom off. And just...
Or never
nah,
put it on.
I ain't taking no condom off.
You never had a condom on. What's wrong with you?
Ain't no, you ain't taking no condom off trying to get somebody pregnant. That just grinds
me. Holly Berry, baby daddy. Holly Berry, baby daddy getting 15 grand a month.
16,000 a month.
Me. You set
he
up
don't work internet. At nothing.
You don't set up for a human being to come out in this world, and it was a setup.
Hey, girls trapping us all the time, man.
They do.
It's time to get a little get back. I see Holly Berry, baby daddy. I'll be like, go, bro. Do your thing, dog.
Now, how do you move differently now? Now, you said, you know, you see that you're a celebrity. Women are putting up these clips of you, these 3-second clips. What are you going to do differently now so you don't have to deal with that?
Man, I just move different, man. I don't even have to do that. I just do certain stuff because of the time and the moment for me, man. I really don't even have to be a part of that. Just you having fun, you living life caught up in the moment. Sometimes it can be good and sometimes it can be bad. I feel like it was a good thing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Dirty Sprite, does that make you nervous at all, the drink? And the reason I say that is it allegedly... That's what had Rick Ross having seizures. That's what had Lil Wayne having seizures.
Just say people have died drinking.
I don't know that.
It happened.
It had
me nervous at times because people talk about it so much.
Right.
And they wouldn't talk about it so much, and then as soon as something happened, like, we told them.
Right.
That's the only thing. I don't want people to be like, I told you so. You should have stopped.
Right.
So that's the only thing that had me nervous. Besides that, it's good drink to me.
How much drugs do you actually consume on a regular basis?
Too much. I need to stop now. Because I know my little sons, I'm listening. I'm about to stop.
You're lucky because you know you're skinny, and sometimes that makes people gain a lot of weight. It slows down your metabolism and all of that.
Nah, I don't slow down metabolism. I've been skinny.
It makes you constipated. You're not constipated?
Nah.
We did a show in Houston one time, and you was backstage.
You did
and I
do
say,
a song called though. So I
can't take it.
This guy is crazy.
I don't ask you that.
You
I did a song called
questions. It's good though. It's good.
Ask me if I did a song called Constipated. I'm not constipated. I did a song called shit.
Goodness gracious.
Now, what's the status of Ape shit? Speaking of shit.
Ape shit, we just, man, working. There's no status for Ape.
Do you have a favorite mixtape out of the three?
Monster, because Monster jumped everything out. It jumped everything out.
Everybody like, I like 56 Nights too, but I like Monster's hard.
Yeah, Monster was like me just saying, man, I'm being relentless.
And what artists do you listen to now? Meek Mill said you're the only artist that he can really listen to now because you get him energetic. Is there a only artist that you listen to?
The only artist, and I don't have the only artist that I listen to, but I do listen to Meek, mm-hmm. and I haven't bought any other album besides this album.
Nah. Meek got a lot of respect for you, man.
Like, I got a lot of respect for Meek.
He does.
The feeling is mutual. With me and him, we 1,000. It's rare you get an artist in the game that come through for you like you come through for them. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't charge me, I don't charge him. You can't charge me for something, then when it's time for you to do something, you charge me. But me and Meek, we don't even have that discussion. Like, for us lawyers and managers, we talk about it and get it done on our own time.
I mean, that's interesting because you come from that Dungeon family where Outkast got booed when they would come to the East Coast.
Right.
Now you're getting embraced by East Coast artists. East Coast artists saying, yo, you influenced me.
It feels great. It feels great.
For DS2, how many songs did you do before you chose how many would make the album?
I never stopped recording. Even when I turned the album in, I recorded that same day. So I never stopped recording, so I'm always recording songs.
Are you going to do any more mixtapes, or you feel like just albums now?
Hey, I've been recording every single day, so I want to drop another album this year. Mm-hmm. My plans is to drop another album.
Did you feel like you had to redeem yourself after the Honest album?
Yep.
Just what was it, because he wasn't getting the reception you wanted? Or?
Yeah, I wasn't getting the reception when I wanted. I feel like I wasn't as honest that I should have been on that album.
How ironic.
Do you feel you got industry'd out a little bit? Because you got with the celebrity girl, you moved to L.A. Just a little, maybe caused you to not make the music you
wanted. Nah, because you got to think, me moving to L.A., that's my first time going. Me being with the industry, being in a public relationship with someone from the industry is my first time. So you have a first-time experience. It was a learning experience for me. Now you know what to do and what not to do.
Mm-hmm. You think it was a distraction for you from work? Because I remember
reading. Yeah, it was a distraction because all they want to hear about is your relationship. They don't even want to think about your music no more. Your relationship is bigger than your music. Right. I feel like, on Honest, my relationship was bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm bigger than anything. It's not even about a relationship. It's about Monster, Beast Mode, 56 Nights, and Dirty Sprite. It's not even about a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they start feeding into stuff because, you know, you see, if we know you're in a relationship, you're like, damn, throwaway must be about.
Yeah, Sierra, throwaway wasn't about her. Mm-hmm. It's about any girl that's a throwaway.
When you pick these singles now, is it difficult? Because I never expected trap to be a single.
I never picked the singles no more. Like, I just dropped the whole mixtape. That's what I did with Dirty Sprite. I was like, I'm going to put the whole entire album out, right, no single, and let the fans pick the single.
People just gravitate towards
trap. Yeah, they're going to pick the single. Y'all going to pick the DJ is going to pick the single. When y'all listen to the album, y'all going to be like, man, this the one I love. I'm like, play that one.
It was interesting when you said y'all prayed after sex. Like, what do you pray about after sex?
I thought you were joking.
Like, I know guys that pray before they get in the. Like, please don't let me get gone.
Nah, man, I don't even want to speak on her no more, man.
Well, not her, but just in general. When you pray after sex, what do you pray about?
You want to hear what he said?
I'm not going to lie. I thought you were just being funny and making a joke that you prayed after sex, like just a joke.
I'm not going to even speak on it, man. I'm not going to make no jokes, man. I'm answer the question how they answer. Hey, ask me. I'm just answering the question. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, man, we move past it. It's cool.
What do you feel like you're at in the game now? Because when I saw the interview with Elliot, you felt like you said, I'm not where I want to be. Where do you feel you're at right now?
I feel like I'm in a great place. I'm heading in the right direction. I got a lot of support from a lot of fans. The industry have been supporting me, and that's where I want to be at. You know what I'm saying? That's enough to keep continue to going.
It's hard to get hot again.
Exactly. That's why you got to stay hot and never stop. If you stop, if you make a move and take 2 months off, then another artist might come in. And then 2 months when you're taking vacations, like I start going on vacations and going out to eat. I never went out to eat until I was in a relationship. I never went on a vacation until
you
I was
you never went out to eat? You from Atlanta. They got some of the best restaurants in the world.
I go to the studio every single day, never go out to eat. Damn. I had Christmas at the studio. You had Thanksgiving at the studio. Everything had to happen at the studio when I first started. And then when I got a relationship, we go on during the dates and stuff. I never went on a date.
Yeah, your poor baby mamas. What happened with them? You didn't never take them on no dates.
Think, I was young when I was with them. I was young, like I was in high school when I had my first child. Mm-hmm. So that was my first son. By the time I got success in the industry, he was already 9, 10, going on 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Then my other baby mama, we already went through everything together. We done probably went on movie dates long time ago, like before I even had any success. But I'm saying while I was having success, I wasn't with her. My daughter mom. While I had success.
Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, you ain't never take me nowhere. Now you out at restaurants.
Nah, I take them on dates now.
When did you first start recording? Like, when did you first record ever?
I recorded probably when I was about 13.
At the Dungeon Family Studio?
No, I didn't record. I recorded with my homies. It was some older cats from my neighborhood. Took me to the studio one time. I recorded.
Did Rico or anybody know that, yo, this guy can go?
My uncle, he had passed away. Then I end up. Rico came to the funeral. Then my granddad was like, man, he been in the streets doing all this stuff. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Man, you need to take him over your house. Rico was like, man, I'm going to take you over my house. I was like 17 going on 18 at the time. He took me over his house. I did like one verse on the song. But I wasn't comfortable because he had already had success. It's superstars over here. I'm not comfortable over here. They looking at me like, oh, you just a little cousin coming around saying you the cousin. Like, man, I went back to the neighborhood, stayed over there for like 4 months. And then my other uncle passed away. And then Rico came back. I was like, man, that song you did, I've been playing it for people. They love it. I thought in my mind, this time I was like, man, I go over his house. I'm never going back to the neighborhood. So I went over his house and I never went back for like a whole year. I just stayed at his house.
Was your name Future yet?
No, it was Meek.
Meek?
Meek, M-E-A-T.
Meek. Oh, yeah, I saw Meek. You said that. They used to call you Meathead. For what?
Yeah, I'm from the hood. Like, my granddaddy gave me that name when I was born.
And then they gave you the name Future.
Yep, they gave me the name Future.
Why?
Because I was the youngest at the Dungeon. They was like, man, you the future. Nah, at the time, it didn't stick to me. But over time, I loved the name.
So how did you end up getting with Rocco out of that situation?
Man, being in the streets, me and Rocco connected.
All right. See, he even talked like a drug dealer. Quick, short answers. Yeah, no, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Right.
We appreciate you joining us. The album is in stores right now.
Dirty Sprite 2.
That's right. Make sure you go get it. And it's the Breakfast Club. It's Future.